courtesy of David Byrne and Brian Eno. Called America is Waiting. So, Mom, very happy birthday to you. Slightly belated. And I hope you'll be back with us soon. Yes, welcome to 433, a program hosted by yours truly, Gregory Gann, on this fine, sunny Monday in Vancouver. I just played a track for you from Brian Eno and David Byrne's My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. Side one, track one, America is Waiting. So, once again, I wanted to dedicate this program to my mother because her birthday just recently passed. So, I'm going to play something quite lengthy and hopefully enjoyable. This is quite an accessible piece by Sergei Kuryokhin, a St. Petersburg musician who passed in his mid-50s in 1996, and this is a full album called Sparrow Oratorium. And I will interrupt it halfway through to tell you a little bit about it, and I certainly hope you enjoy it. I will also detail a little bit of Sergei Kuryokhin's biography so that you have a little bit of an idea who this particular musician is. In any case, I hope you enjoy for the next 46 minutes, Sergei Kuryokhin, The Sparrow Oratorium. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh.
Brief pause here on 433. We're currently listening to Sergei Kuryokhin, the full album called Sparrow Oratorium. My goodness, I keep switching from Russian to English. So let me tell you a little bit about Sergei Kuryokhin. He was an avant-gardist, a pianist, a saxophone player. He was born in Murmansk in Russia in 1954. I guess it was the Soviet Union back then. And moved to Leningrad in the 1970s. He was kicked out of the Leningrad Conservatory for playing hooky. And for years he participated as a rock pianist for various pop and rock groups. He was interested in rock, jazz, experimental, avant-garde movements. So the reason I played David Byrne and Brian Eno before that was that in the 80s, there was clearly this impetus towards this kind of pop experimentation. And all of the vocals for this album are actually in Latin, so there's nothing reminiscent of English or Russian lyrics or anything like that. And so I think this is kind of reminiscent of both, you know, something that would have been composed by Frank Zappa. And in fact, the comparison's been made many times between Kuryokhin and Frank Zappa. And something reminiscent of The Three Colors, the brilliant trilogy directed by Krzysztof Kieślowski with the soundtrack composed by Zbigniew Pirsner. So this was composed in 1994-95. 1996, Kuryokhin suffered through a heart condition and passed away. But his call to fame was also another quite humorous event. In 1991, there was a televised interview that he conducted on a show called The Fifth Wheel. And in this show, he absolutely convinced the Russian audiences at the time that Lenin, the founder of the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Party, 1917, he absolutely convinced his audience that Lenin was a mushroom. So that was, I guess, his effect of his charisma. So a brilliant composer, sometimes utterly inaccessible, sometimes, such as in this album, quite accessible. He founded this group called Pop Mechanics that had a whole bunch of performers, composers, musicians. It was a giant troupe that featured anywhere from 5 to 500 musicians. And well passed away well before his time. I said in his mid-50s, but he was actually 42 when he passed away in 96. In any case, as a true avant-gardist, as a true, renegade, I wanted to dedicate this composer's album to my mother, who's obviously inspired something here. So thank you, Mom, and happy birthday to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this album. And I hope you have a wonderful time visiting Russia. I'm going to continue the playlist after the short announcement from some of our community listings and some of our other shows that happen here on CITR at 101.9 in Vancouver. Thank you for listening. This is 433 with Gregory Gann.
Shindig 2013 is now accepting submissions to celebrate the 30 years of our Battle of the Bands. We are relaxing some of the rules this year. Any band can enter Shindig, even if you've played it before. All you need to do is send a minimum 3-song demo of your original material, a short biography of your band, and your contact information. All submissions must be sent in by August 12th. For more information, go to www.citr.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival marks 25 years of celebrating queer lives this August 15th to 25th. Featuring over 70 films from 20 countries, from Hollywood to Bollywood, drama to documentary, indie cinema to big budget offerings, there's something for everyone. Tickets on sale July 22nd. For parties, previews, tickets, and more, visit queerfilmfestival.ca.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
And we're back to Sergei Kuryokhin, the Sparrow Oratorium. I wanted to introduce the tracks before we launch right back into it. There are six we've heard so far. Winter, spring, summer, and autumn. Reminiscent of anything? So I wanted to play the last two, Sparrow's Winter Song and Sparrow Fields Forever. So without further ado, let's get back to it. Sergei Kuryokhin, St. Petersburg, Avalanche Pop, here on CITR 101.9. Okay, there it is. Sergei Kuryokhin's Sparrow Oratorium. We're 2 minutes past 6 p.m. in Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you so kindly for listening. This has been 433, a program hosted by Gregory Gann. If you have any questions about what I play on air, don't hesitate to write me, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. This has been a program dedicated to my mother on her belated birthday, which was on August 2nd. So happy birthday, Mom. I hope you enjoyed this. And the next hour, we're going to cue our auto DJ. But not before I play Armory Schaefer's track from the album My Life in Widening Circles, performed by the Lands End Chamber Ensemble, and the track is called Wild Bird. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you tune in again next Monday between 5 and 6 p.m. Alrighty, take care, and see you next time.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
Alrighty, thank you for listening. That was My Life in Widening Circles, R. Mary Schaefer. The track was called Wild Bird. I'm going to auto-cue our robot DJ. But not before announcing the Exploding Head movies coming up at 7 p.m. with GAC. and giving a special shout out to Nico on this beautiful holiday Monday. Quarter after the hour on CITR. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.